got your mind. It's usually a one-way thing, but baby girl got mine. Perfection is the formula when me and her combine. Like candy to the corner, yeah, your finger looking fine. In due time, I'm sure that I can please you. Squeeze you, weak knees you. Need you like you need me. And don't mislead you, love's free. But treat it wrong and pay the price, get down on one knee. Only with half your life, man, believe me. I ain't gon' feed you bad advice, slipping's easy. So don't forget to strap up tight, right? I'd be selfish if I kept you so. I love you enough to let you go. Cause on the other hand, I couldn't take it. If I put all I got in you and someone got you naked. You work hard for money, but it's harder when you make it. These chicks coming fast, here's your heart before I break it.
I think I love you, don't let me get in the way. Don't let me stop you, girl, from doing your thing. Cause I don't deserve you. Wanna hurt you, play with your mind, have you running in circles. Don't let me get in your way.
What I be to hold you up? You need someone to hold you down and wreck your life's up. I gotta shake you out my system. Cause with the and kissing and all your emotions next and puts me in a tough position. Baby, what am I supposed to do? I can't control my actions when I'm close to you. We've been way too long, girl, we're overdue. I guess the cake ain't enough, you wanna eat it too. See, me and you have a magnet in between that keeps pulling me close. I'm like an addict for your scream. You're fully loaded, toast, so automatic with the beam. The baddest on the coast, I got to have you like the green. Your swag is more than most. I got a sex drive that won't allow me to lax. Bring on the next five. Look how they crowd on my lap. Booty, breast, thighs, keep your boy relaxed.
Check, check. Check, check.
Don't let me stop you, girl. Don't do your thing. Cause I don't deserve you. I don't wanna hurt you. Play with your mind.
Radio.Dominican.edu. What are you talking about? It's going to be live on the air in 1 minute, so please stay tuned. What's up, everybody? This is DJ P-Yob.
What up, boys and girls? This is DJ T-Baby. This is What Are You Talking About? Let's go!
Get it!
You think it's your
family. Yo. We got four guests. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello. Well, I guess that the ladies' happy hour had their last show last week. And what are you talking about? It's going to have their last show next week. Ladies and gentlemen, this is What Are You Talking About here on radio.dominican.edu. This is your boy DJ P-Yup. DJ T-Baby cannot be in studio today because he got in an altercation with one of the Penguin Great Radio DJs, and that is Biggie Benkomo. And speaking of Biggie Benkomo, we have him live on the air right now. Biggie Benkomo. Speaking of Biggie Benkomo, like I said, he's live on the air right now. Biggie, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Well, first of all, why we have Biggie Benkomo on the air today? We came from a pizza shack. It's called Tony's Pizzeria down near Van Ness Street in San Francisco.
Except it's in North Beach.
And that's DJ Walkie's back for his second show. But since it's in North Beach, we went to a store called The Dark Side where they have dope clothing, dope everything. But back to the pizza. We had pizza at Tony's Pizzeria.
You're welcome. And then,
thanks to DJ Waka. But thanks to Biggie Benkomo, who needs to put his headphones back on, or else he's going to be kicked out of the studio. I'm sorry, man.
What? What's
but
up?
Thanks to Biggie Benkomo, we met Nate.
Thanks to
the
me.
Great.
No, Nate, thanks to me.
Nate. Okay, guys, calm down now. But we met NBA Hall of Famer, Golden State Warrior, 7-time All-Star, Nate Thurmond. And it's all thanks to DJ Waka, who's one of the ESPN analysts. DJ Waka, how did you get Nate Thurmond to be on that pizzeria street near North
Beach? You know, it's just simple. I mean, I know the guy. I've known him for a while now. And, you know, just gave him a call, see if he wanted to have some lunch. And luckily, you guys just joined me. He was down for it. And, you know, that's all that needs to be said.
What surprised me, though, Waka, that he didn't go straight to you. He went straight to the great, the big guy, the 250 pounds of muscle, big man, Biggie Benkomo. Biggie, how do you know Nate the Great? I know you taught Denzel some moves back in Harvard to play some basketball. But Nate Thurmond, this is way before your time, Biggie. You're only, what, 32? 28? What are you?
I'd rather not divulge my age.
Okay, but Nate Thurmond's about 70, 68.
Yeah. I saw him when he used to play for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Really? So I mean,
Yeah.
So you're a Cleveland Cavalier fan, LeBron fan then?
I was.
Okay, so explain to me how, when Nate played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, how did you guys just end a bond there? How did you guys meet?
Well, you know, I had a courtside seat, okay. And I was sitting down there, you know, with my homies.
Big baller over here, Biggie.
Hey, what can I say? I have many women and much money.
Okay, well, speaking of Nate Thurmond, I know a former basketball player was redshirting at Duke before he tore his MCL. This DJ Waka, now an analyst for ESPN. So Waka, I know you do some Orlando Magic stuff, and I know Nate Thurmond.
Just a little here and there, you know.
Nate Thurmond and Warrior Great, you go to the Warrior game sometimes and you met him. How is he as a person? He seemed nice to me. I was starstruck.
He's a great guy. I saw that you were starstruck by him, but he's a great guy. He's always nice. You know, he knows how to work it. He knows how to work the crowd and everything still. He's just an all-around nice guy. That's all that needs to be said about him.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to What Are You Talking About? You could call in 415-482-3587. We are live on the air. This is your only time you could be live on the air if you call this show. And we have a special guest also in the studio. We have DJ Joe Breezy, talking about a campaign, which brings us up to our first topic of the night. The First Amendment. Oh, well, I'm sorry, not First Amendment. The amendment passed against ASDU, and Joe Breezy was a big reason that thing passed, Joe.
I mean, I wasn't as big of a reason as Aleno and Nora. They really pushed for it. But, you know, I got some signatures in there. I was for the idea of not having experience to be in ASDU. So it was a good win for all of us, I feel.
So, Joe, I want to know, why even try to have this thing passed? So people who don't know about this ASDU amendment, this amendment allowed people outside of ASDU without any experience in ASDU run for their school presidency. The votes were about 60-40. It was pretty close.
It was pretty close, yeah. 60%, 40%. It was a lot bigger population than last time they voted. Last time they only had 84 votes. I think, and now we had close to 300 votes.
So John, I mean, since you're a big contributor to this whole thing, not as much, like you said, not as much as Elena or Nora, but how excited are you that this amendment passed?
I'm really excited because now I do want to run for ASD president. I feel like I've been sitting back watching how ASD's been running, all the mistakes they've made and all the victories they've had, and I can be a big influence in the school and in the student body.
Now let me ask some students. So some people.
Let me say one thing. You got my vote, Joe.
There we go.
Joe Breezy's got my vote.
Well, let's hear some student information here. Kyle Waka, DJ Waka. You got Biggie Ben Como over here. I want to know what you guys think about this amendment passing, having people outside of ASDU run for presidency. Do you think it's fair? Because Avery Jaffrey made some good points, thinking that people who are CEOs need time to grow before they become president. I basically agreed with him, but I don't mind having this thing pass because you need seniors, upcoming seniors like Joe Breezy, like Nora, like Aleno, having a chance to change the school. But students here, what do you guys think?
Biggie Ben Como, what's the word? I think it's good and bad, in my opinion.
I think it's good. I mean, if you want next year to be easy, vote for Joe Breezy, you know?
Okay, Waka, you said good and bad. What's the good thing here? We'll go good then bad.
Good? The good, I think the good is that, you know, it gives everybody a chance to be president. It gives everybody a chance to get in there, say, you know, make changes, do what they want to do. Oh, and we're going on to the bad?
Yeah, now we're going to the bad, buddy.
The bad, I think, is some people might just, you know, they might not have the experience. They might not know what they're doing, you know, but everybody's got the chance.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about politics. People will mess up, and once they mess up, I mean, everyone's going to jump on the bag. It's
exactly.
Like sports. So, Joe, I mean, you're declaring yourself now that you're going to be running for president for the ASDU right. Head president, yeah?
Right. Declared live on air? What?
Nice.
Declaring
okay.
Live. So, as president, what's one change that you want here at Dominican? One thing, one change that you want?
Well, I want there to be more events. I feel like a lot of people here feel like the school's boring, and especially on the weekends. And I think if we have one place that students can go to, or one event that always happens on the weekends where everyone's going to go, people won't be saying, oh, the school's boring on the weekends, there's nothing to do here. That's what I really want. I want more student life. I want more students involved in things. I want there to be like better advertisement for events, because I feel like currently ASDU just throws out one email saying, oh, here, come to this bingo night, and nobody really knows about it. I want better like communication between the government and students.
Well, that's a good thing. Communication. This is what we are. This is a communication
team. Can I ask one question?
Let's see, Waka. Let's go.
So does that mean more more social events, more school spirit kind of things?
Yeah, that's all gonna depend on the student body. If they want to have more school spirit, then they're gonna come to the events and stuff. But I can't do it just myself. I gotta have the help of everybody with me. All the students gotta want it too.
Okay, you said help of everyone with you. Mr. Penguin was an event that was cracking last year. Probably one of the best events of the year. This year, it was crap. I'm going to say that live on air that Mr. Penguin was crap. And probably because of the lack of communication between other people, between PSAC, between the president, between other people in ASDU, and basically PSAC. I don't want to throw the blame completely on PSAC, but yeah. It's got to be a team effort here. So the communication aspect, how are you going to communicate with other people? How are you going to communicate, get events, and talk to Mr. Kennedy, other people? So, I mean, you're running for presidency?
I think you just got to make better flyers, better Facebook invitations, better. You got to be at the office, got to be telling people, be proactive with what you're throwing. Like, for example, like the PCN, the Filipino Cultural Night, like they did really good with communication. They let a lot of people know when it was. They put out a lot of flyers, and they had a good turnout. And I feel like if everyone puts in that same effort that they did, we're also going to have a lot of turnout for the events too.
All right, so I'm gonna pass the Dutch around here. I'm going to ask Waka and then Biggie, what was the best event this year and what Joe Breezy can do to improve that really good event? So Waka, a good event you went to this year.
Biggie Van Como, you're up first.
Okay. All I got to say it was Boat Dance.
Boat Dance. Boat yeah. Dance was a good event. And that's going to be another event we're going to be talking about later on the show. But Boat Dance, how can you improve Boat Dance, Joe Breezy? It's already a good event, but how can you improve Boat Dance? Or at least like keep it the same and, you know, let's just keep the flow going.
I think boat dance is always going to be like a school tradition. I think even if the school doesn't advertise boat dance as much, there's people are still going to come because that's something everybody knows about. That's something that's already has a name for itself. And I feel we're doing good with boat dance. They already have a boat. You know, we had a mistake freshman year, I think it was.
Yeah.
When they sold out of tickets and a bunch of seniors couldn't get it. And I feel like they already improved that because now we have like a contract with the same boat. We have that like 4-story boat that we've had for the past 2 years. So I think they're pretty good in, with boat dance.
Okay, and Waka, an event that you think needs improvement that Joe Breezy can do and improve that event.
I'm gonna have to go with, I think I'm gonna have to go with Midnight Mayhem.
Midnight Mayhem?
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, Midnight Mayhem. This is a sporting event that PSAC puts on, but the school president has to look over this event. I'm not sure how much involvement ASDU is with PSAC, but if you were present, how involved, I think that's what Walk is asking, how involved would you be with PSAC?
I'd be pretty involved. I want, for all the events, all the clubs, I fully support them. I'll do good with the communication. I think that's key, communication again, letting people know that things are going on, and have some prizes for the kids through the pizza, not run out of pizza, because we always run out of pizza. How about we don't run out of pizza this year, because everybody likes that. Get more people involved. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, first of all, what people don't know about presidency, it's a hard job. I don't even know all the details what the ASDU president does. Pretty sure Nikki P, people are saying that he's done a good job. I basically do think Nikki P's done a good job. I know a lot of people are fighting for the dances to stay in Guzman Lecture Hall, but it can't because it's a health, there's a health process there. It's dangerous because there's too many people there. He moved it to the gym. Do you like that move, or are you trying to find a new event for dances at all, if anything?
I think that's a win and a loss for us, because the reason it was moved into the gym was because we had a lot more people coming to the dance, and it became like a safety issue. Like, we were breaking like fire code regulations, so we couldn't have that many people going to the dances. But more people to the dance is a plus for me, and I think right now I don't hear any complaints with it being in the gym, so just keep doing it in there.
Okay, what are you looking forward to, though, as being school president, though? What are you looking forward to? I know you.
I want to make some changes. Mm-hmm. I've, with all the other students, I've had a lot of complaints, and I wanted to see a lot of things happen on campus. And I feel it's my turn to try and make those changes happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Joe Breezy for too long, and this guy's a creative mind. He's a rap artist. He knows what to do. He's played. He's an athletic man. Played basketball. Played football. Played baseball. He's rowing. He stays in shape. He's one of the buffest guys I've seen in my life. So this guy is ahead of the game. He's a big, he should be a big contributor to ASDU. And Joe Breezy, do you have any last words you want to say to these fans or listeners that you want to impress for your presidential campaign?
I'm good. Pretty much just want a fair run. Just want everyone to really think about who they want to run or who they want to win next year for the ASDU, the whole department, not just presidency, but vice presidency, and a fair run for all.
Well, I mentioned creativity. I know you have an event cooking that you don't want to spread, but can you give us a, you're all right? Can you give us a little thing what's cooking in that creative mind of yours?
I got to find out what the president can do more before I start saying ideas of what events I want to see, but I've been thinking about events, definitely.
All right, well, that's the creative man, most creative man on campus. We'll be back talking about boat dance with DJ Waka, Biggie Ben, Joe Breezy, and guess what? We got a little special guest, DJ AA, former host of What Are You Talking About? We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu.
You want me to stop? Tell me it would break your heart that you left me in all my dirt. You wanna roll with me, you wanna hold with me, you wanna make eyes and get Norwegian wood with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you, can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? 'Cause you will tell me every morning, ooh. Oh, baby,
to know that I love you, baby. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Ooh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh,
in the club, baby, you got to get up. Buggos, drinking killers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my 4-1-44 when she got in the back door. This nigga looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. If I'm talking, quick walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, shit at your track. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking of D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the Oak Street to CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. The field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, look at what? Praying Snoop Chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping the strap, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a gang gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on. Oh, yeah. A song for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, what must we gonna be thinking we saw? We don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, what must we gonna be acting too bold? Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Speed every day.
That's right, that's right. That's a personal message from radio.dominican.edu. This is What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Yop. DJ T-Baby could not make it today because of an altercation he had with the famous Biggie Ben Combo. He's live on the air as well. Same with DJ AA and the return of DJ Joe Breezy, who's running for ASDU presidency. But we'll talk about that altercation right now. Biggie Ben, what happened?
He kind of got a little jealous because of all the females I've been bringing in. So he told me to stop, and I said no. And he said, stop or else. I'm like, what are you going to do? And he said, okay, fine then. So let's just say we haven't spoken in a while.
Was there a certain girl that made him mad at all? Can you go into detail about that, or what? Man, you got a big smile on your face, so I know there's got to be someone there.
Oh yeah, there were actually two. It was I think her name is Maggie.
Maggie, huh? So the return of Maggie. How? Okay, her name is Maggie. We get that.
No code name for her, just straight up Peggy.
Chili the Penguin.
Okay, there's the code name. We gotta calm down now. And this is after Boat Dance. You talked about this. This was after Boat Dance when all you guys got into this big altercation, correct?
Yes, yes.
So Boat Dance, one of the biggest events in ASDU, in Dominican ASDU. I'm sorry, I just got caught up with Joe Breezy. But Boat Dance, a big event. We all had fun. DJ AA back for another show, and today is his day. AA, what can you say about Boat Dance, my man?
Boat Dance, it was a good time. I think everyone had a good time when they were there. I mean, it's the same thing as last year, same boat. I thought it was going to be a different boat because they told us how there was going to be enough room for 1,000 people there, but there was only like 300, but I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know about you guys, but I had a really good time. Even though I'm not 21, I still had a good time sober, so...
Joe Breezy, I mean, Boat Dance, you're going to run for ASDU presidency. You said Boat Dance is cracking.
Boat Dance was really good. I can't wait next year, though, when we're all 21 and we can actually go to that third floor and not try to sneak up there or anything. Right. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So what's the funniest thing that you've seen at Boat Dance? I'll just go into detail about this one thing. I was walking up to the second floor, then I saw one individual, sprint up to the third floor, just sprint, and one security lady said, hey, quit it, you're not 21, and she tried chasing him, but the guy was too super fast. Biggie Ben, Joe Breezy, AA, did you hear anything about that? I saw it, I thought it was hilarious.
I actually was standing right next to you, and I saw that happen also. That security guard lady was way too slow to catch him. It was like grease lightning,
man.
That was a quick person. I couldn't see him. He was too dark and too buff, so I couldn't see him. So, Biggie Ben, can you go into detail about that?
Not really. I mean, all I could tell you is that I was standing like near the outside of the bowl when I saw this dark figure run up the stairs and security chase after him. But
the guy kind of looked like Trey Songz. You might compare him to.
Yeah.
All right, Joe Breezy, can you go into detail about that?
That guy was just really buff. Good looking guy that ran up the stairs.
Okay. You were really checking him out, weren't you?
Oh, whoa.
All right, let me just go into detail here. The second floor was cracking. First floor, I mean, one individual was owning that first floor, and I'm looking straight at him. He is dancing like crazy. Biggie Ben Como.
Yep.
That first floor, it was all you. Can you go into detail about what you were doing, my man?
Honestly, I don't even know. I was dancing around. I tried to dance with different people, but that obviously didn't work. But I was dancing. Everyone heard about it. I mean, I've been getting comments about it. It was fun, though.
Yeah, right. I was actually down there, and I was watching him dance. He was grooving for a good straight hour, just attracting all the ladies coming towards
ladies,
him.
Ladies, ladies.
Okay, that's why I cut off AA, but you know, go ahead. No,
that's about it. He was just dancing for a good hour. I'm surprised. It's like Pilates down there for them.
He was sweating up a storm. Joe Breezy felt that little sweat from Biggie Ben Como also. That's why he's laughing. But anyways, Biggie Ben, you sounded sad when you said, yeah, you asked every lady, but now after you said almost everyone, that you sounded super duper sad. Can you go into detail about that at all, or is it too personal?
I tried to ask this one girl, and she said no, so, you know, I just went on doing my own thing, and then it turns out, I found out later on from a friend that this other girl was looking for me to dance, so I went up and found her, and we ended up dancing the last dance.
Nice.
On the boat.
That's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what just happened here, even the most looking guys, the buffest guys, and one of the greatest personality guys, Biggie Ben Como, just got denied. Anyone could get denied. But I'm not saying every girl will deny him. He's hooked up with numerous females.
See, but those are the best ones because you got to keep going after them.
Once you get
this accomplishment, this great feeling of, yes, I did it.
everyone had almost had a date, but it was fun. We all had fun, right? At Boat Dance, it was probably one of the best things, best events here on campus.
One of the best. It was really fun. Really fun.
AA.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
Food. We got to talk about the food. There was pasta Alfredo on the boat, and someone ate it all.
Well, it wasn't me. I don't remember what I was eating exactly. All I remember were the bread rolls. That's it. I don't know if I ate anything else.
They had a lot of onions, though. A lot. Joe Breezy pointed it out to me, saying they had too many onions.
Onions, huh?
Kind of gave him a little teary-eyed. The Apparently, onions. It was the onions. Apparently.
They had a tray of onions, actually. It's a true story. They had a tray of onions, and they had pushed the cart full of onions that they had just
pure
cut.
Pure onions. Uncooked pure onions.
They had just cut. They pushed it right by me, and I yawned at the same time. So and my eyes. Whiff. My eyes got a little red.
Wow. Didn't you also say that you saw a waiter show you a picture of her little daughter, and she was so cute, so cute, that a tear came to your eye.
It did. That's single tear. That's what happened. He was telling me about how much he works, has to work to give his daughter a good life, and that just hit my heart.
Brought a tear to your eye. Biggie Ben's laughing a storm right now. Biggie, what's up, man?
I mean, all I gotta say is shenanigans to that. I mean, I heard otherwise, actually.
What'd you hear?
I'd rather not go into detail about it.
Why bring it up, man? This sounds like
juicy
gossip. Because,
I mean, I heard this fake story before, so I was just laughing.
All right, well, college life, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about college life with dancing. Before dances, people tend to pregame.
What's pregaming?
Pregame with food and Pepsis, if you guys know what I mean.
Shout out to Paul.
Not a Dominican. We don't do that here.
No? Yeah. It seems like this guy over here, Biggie Ben Coma, had some Pepsis before coming on air.
Wait, I also have one thing. Do you guys remember when we were waiting in line for the bus? I saw this, like, two people just... like a confrontation. I don't know what was going on. I was just sitting there looking. And I was like, what is going on? These two guys are fighting. Who are these guys? They're not going to be allowed on the boat.
Okay. I'm going to go into detail here. There was a fight that was about to break right there near Guzman Lecture Hall. It was between Guzman and Angelico.
Yeah.
And I saw these two guys. One good looking and buff. Okay. The other one coming up really, really lanky and short. I wouldn't say... She had a nice girlfriend, pretty okay.
Hey, I'm leaving.
Okay. But anyway, there's a fight. I tried to break it up, but I was like, guys, you have one more year. I'm pretty sure they were juniors. I was like, especially to this one individual, you have one more year. Don't mess it up. And then the guy pushed me, and then one lady came up to me and was like, you have to go in the back of the line because you're fighting. I said, lady.
Wait, so you got accused of
fighting? I got accused of fighting.
What?
DJP, I've been in a fight. The most... sensitive and emotional man on campus.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
Got accused of fighting on campus. I gotta say, that was complete BS. I was stopping a fight, lady, and I did not try to fight anyone. Can anyone else here go into detail about that fight about to break up?
I heard one of the guys doesn't even go here. I mean, from what I heard.
That's true. I think both of the individuals, you know, had a reason for what they were doing. I think everyone should have just let them alone, because one of the buff guy was obviously saying he wasn't gonna punch the other guy.
But that's what people say right before they do it.
And I heard the buff guy say, look, I'm gonna knock him out. And his date tried to calm him down.
I'm pretty sure he said, I could knock him out if I wanted to, but I'm not.
Why would someone need to say that? Why would that person need to say
especially
that?
Especially at an event occurring like that.
To let everyone calm down. Let them know that they just need to talk it out, you know.
But when you hear the word knockout, it doesn't sound like people are going to calm down.
You know, it was just two individuals that had a history before, and I think they should just let them talk it out, hug it out.
Let bygones be bygones.
Exactly.
Honestly, after all these events we've just listened to, it sounds like Boat Dance was probably the best event of the year, and a lot of memories were made.
Yep.
Well, I got CB'd that night. So, after that CB, we're going to...
CB being what?
Well, that means we're going to take a quick commercial break. Biggie Ben Como's got a special rap for you guys. Radio.Dominican.edu. We'll be back in a few. Freestyle Word Up Wednesday, DJ Double A, do you remember this day?
Oh, man. Yo. Back to the classics. This is like take me back 3 years. I feel like I'm in a time machine right now.
This was when we were freshmen. This is when we were 18. We're little babies growing into men.
Just starting out.
The next year we'll turn 21, but now the man that is 21, the one that could legally drink, the one that could legally do anything he wants, the one that
could get cocaine.
The one who could get arrested for saying that on air.
He legally can't rent a car out, though. He has to be 25 for that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, well...
But besides that, anything goes.
Well, first of all, I'm so anxious. And second of all, Biggie Ben Como's got a quick rap he's wanting to say for Word Up Wednesday. So... Biggie, can you stop?
Yeah.
Can you stop grinding on Joe Breezy over there?
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking what happened on Saturday. Sorry.
Put your Jimmy away. Jeez.
I'm sorry. I mean, I got pretty excited thinking about what happened at Boat Dance, all right?
I thought that was a third nipple.
What? Jimmy okay, away. There's a too much, and there was an awkward silence right there. So, Biggie, Word Up Wednesday. What's up, man? Let's go.
Okay, here it goes. My name is B because I'm like the B-I-G. I don't really care since now I'm about to D-I-P. People who know me know I like many girls at DU. The girls I like, I tend to have nicknames based off of food, fool. Some people tend to say I'm always sprung. But you know what I know? That I'm always hung. I like this girl. I used to like this girl named Danielle Yamuchi. What? But at the same time, I've always had a crush on her teammate, Taki.
Keep it going.
Let's go.
I also think her other teammate is cute. Her name being, I'd rather not say.
You can't just
come fine, on. Kimmy. It was hard to talk to this girl, Yamuchi. She didn't talk much when I said hi to her. I wanted to be able to see her lovely smile to be. So many people would say that I'm considered a female connoisseur. My friend and roommate PR played this song called Crush. Sometimes I wonder if I can be the guy who can make girls blush. I know these rhymes or phrases do not seem to make sense. I now write with the intention of more rhymes starting to commence.
That's it. That nice. Seems more of a spoken word than a rap there. You've been working on some poetry, Biggie Ben?
I know. When I'm bored, when I'm not with the ladies.
All right, so I'm going to just pass the Dutch over that to DJ Double A, who's one of the...
Pretty. Like, what do you say? That was very sentimental and using a lot of names in there.
Hey, I mean, I'm letting my free time. I didn't know I was going to have to say it on air. I didn't know anything about that.
Do you hope some of those ladies were listening tonight?
Actually, yeah. I hope all of them were.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, we should give them a call right now. We got a phone.
Okay. You know the number? Okay. Let's go. Let's do it.
415.
Oh, wait.
415-482-3587. That's the phone number if you want to call it. Joe Breezy, your thoughts on that spoken word?
I think I got mad respect for you for saying actually those things that you said. And hopefully those girls were hearing because now you spoke your mind, man. Good job.
Thanks.
Hey, you know what? I mean, I haven't been spitting on the mic at all. So I think it's time for me to spit on the mic right now, man. I'm serious. I think it's time. And I'm going to do it. Can you guys hear this?
You going to do it? Oh, God.
It makes it.
Here we
go. Yo.
Easier to bend.
Yo. Word up Wednesday, man. You know, it's about freestyle, man. I got a shout out to my boy Joe Breezy. What's up, dude?
What's up?
Biggie Ben Como.
Yo.
Double A, man. My bro right here to the right.
I'm here.
And DJ Walker right there. My boy to the left. Yeah. Squeeze. Justin Bieber. Yo, I like to sing. All I wear are diamonds, bling bling. I just want all that money, ching ching. Girls call me Charlie Sheen because I'm winning. Hey, Double L, where the hell you been? You don't like me no more because I'm Asian. I like a Filipino chick that Asian persuasion. Call me Kanye, I'll make it to graduation. Yo. Chillin' with Ben Como, he sitting with Double A. I call no homo, yes I know Ben Como. It ain't your struggle, I call you J. Cole, cause you're looking for trouble. Yes, Double A, get up on this mic. I know you'll kill this beat right here. Street fight, we like skinny jeans, real tight. And we stay fly all day, jet life, yo. Alright man, that's it, I'm done.
Good.
I retired.
Cycled some of the bars. Huh?
I had to. I mean, whoever wants to join this instrumental, they can. 415-482-3587. We're going to take a quick commercial break. That was your Word Up Wednesday for the day. Me and Waka will be talking about that suspension between Ron Artest. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu.
Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones,
yellow
rims, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain,
yellow
living room set, lemonade Gucci shoes for my girl.
Scoochie.
My diamonds in no sixes, no twenties in my gun. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemma. And my Georgia peaches, but you look more like a lemma. And my sour apple bitter, I'm not with them. I'm truly stupid, paid, that's just how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause coding cereals in my lemonade. I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Sister and I pipe the going weight off in the A. Lemonade, diamond brush, then put it in your face. Lemon head, diamond earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pippin' wearing when I'm, that's just how I'm chillin'. I'm s***ing Grace and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon.
Scoochie. Let me find a chain with the knee cuts.
Watch me.
Damn. White exterior, interior laminate. Yellow with the off-white trimming, I call that the super drink. Yellow diamond, pick your ring, call that dollar lemon rock. Cherry boss a lemon, bend my earring size in apricot. Yeah, I f*** that strong a lot, yeah, I need some what you got. Half a pound of lemon, call that pack the lemon drop. Canary, yellow, lemon white, big bird, yellow top. Yellow polo, polo strippers, white and yellow polo sock. Gucci man be popping, dog, he don't got all he say he got. If that's when lemon, homie, I can supply down to 50. Yellow bro park at the top, yellow bro gon' make the drop. Flip the flop, mine off the top, then go buy me a yellow yacht.
Let's go, Jay. Let me chain with the
yellow coffee, woke up in the morning, bought a yellow Aston Martin. Yellow brick, yellow, yellow link, yellow toast, yellow spinning wheels, yellow, go with us. Coward ass, yellow stripe, you a yellow bat. Hit your dog and you can't bring no yellow back. Yo, you should bring her 80,000, that's a yellow flag. Yellow home, you know you a scary cat. No sleep for 2 days, so my people looking yellow. Five, five, six shows, quarter million on my schedule. Wrangler, that shit Gucci, man. Know they in trouble, green eyes, red light. Caution, Gucci rock yellow.
Gucci, Gucci.
Yeah, big Gucci, G-Rex. Long made
it.
Baby, that's your Gucci. Gucci,
why?
Yeah, long made.
Yeah.
DJ
Khaled. I'm going so high. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to What Are You Talking About here on radio.dominican.edu. I want to thank my boys Joe Breezy, Biggie Bancomo, and Double A for showing up on the show today in their last moment of need. I know there was a big altercation between Biggie Bancomo and DJ T-Baby. He's probably going to be a little upset at me because I have Biggie Bancomo on the air because of that whole altercation between the two. But me and T-Baby are still the best of boys. Best luck to you. I hope you recovered to show up for our last show next week. Hopefully, me and T-Baby will both be here, and maybe Biggie Bancomo will settle it out with them. But right now, we're going to be talking about this 7-game suspension with Ron Artest after elbowing James Harden in the head. And we got a special guest right now, DJ Waka, back again to explain why they gave Ron Artest a 7-game suspension.
It's too much, man. 7 games is a lot. But the only reason is because it's Ron, let's be real.
So you're saying...
He's notorious.
So you're saying if this was anyone else in the league besides Ron Artest...
3 games, easy.
They'd get three games.
4 games. 4 games max.
All right, so
easy.
So I'm going to ask all of you at home. You could call in the station 415-482-3587. Call in anytime to answer how many games Ron Artest should be suspended for. I really think that Ron Artest should get 7.
5 games max.
5 games max.
Being at Ron, 5 games max. But anybody else, guaranteed, it would have been no more than 4.
Honestly,
four,
I believe that he should be suspended for the entire playoffs. If they will make it, he should not participate in the playoffs.
Let's be real. They won't make it past the first round now. Best defender on the team, guaranteed.
But let's be real. If he was on that team, they will make it to the second round and possibly compete for a championship, even though in my opinion
agreed.
They won't.
Agreed. I agree with that statement. 100%.
But I think he's got to be suspended for the whole playoffs. Why do you think that Ron Artest should only be suspended three games? 3 games at least.
I say at least 3, but I only say that because it was an inadvertent elbow. He was excited. He doesn't dunk. He was excited to get the dunk. He got some points. That was a nice dunk, too, honestly. That was a nice dunk. And, he was just excited, overly excited, in my opinion. And Harden just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
He deserves to be anywhere in the court he wants to be, and I think that
he does deserve to be in any place on the court that he wants to be. Look, but I just said wrong place, wrong time. That's all. Go ahead.
Ron Artest said he was completely excited. He tapped his chest like a gorilla. Then he just threw an elbow. And honestly, I thought it was on purpose. Who throws elbows just like that after a celebration?
I do.
Do you, Kyle?
Oh, I do.
Why do you throw elbows after celebrate? That doesn't
make
sense.
Being excited.
So you're going to intentionally hit someone, which I believe Ron Artest intentionally did. I know you think he...
You don't flail your arms in excitement?
But throwing elbows like that?
If you dunk the ball, I'm pretty sure you would flail your arms in excitement too.
Yeah, I'd do like the gorilla thing that he did.
And you'd be moving your arms everywhere.
But I don't think I would be throwing elbows.
You don't think, but you haven't dunked the ball yet, have you?
I haven't, and I don't think I will ever. But that does not mean an excuse to throw elbows at anyone, individual.
He didn't throw it at anybody.
Throw it at anybody. He threw it at James
Harden. Harden was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I told you that.
James Harden is one of the best defenders and one of the best players on that Thunder team. I think he intentionally hit James Harden to kick him out of the playoffs, and I believe he failed because I think he'll play.
He won't be out of the playoffs.
He won't, and no. That's and Ron Artest
playoffs
failed.
Are another beast. He won't be out.
So, why do you think it's so unintentional, though? Ron Artest has a history of doing
that's
all this.
Why,
thing.
That's
the
why.
Palace
you're saying,
the Palace of Auburn Hills.
That's why you're saying that he should be suspended for the rest of the season in the playoffs.
That's right,
because
of all
he has
that
a
history.
But it was an accident.
If he did that to James Harden, he'd do that to anyone else on the team.
Exactly. And but it was an accident.
Oh, it's an accident. I think he intentionally hit James Harden. And if it wasn't James Harden, he'd elbow someone else on that team as well.
He would not go elbow Ibaka.
Okay, that's our next topic. Ibaka. Serge Ibaka versus Ron Artest. Who do you think will win in that fight? Because Ibaka was charging after Artest after elbowing him.
Ibaka would have knocked him the blank out.
You believe so?
Oh, I definitely believe so.
Okay, Ibaka is about 7 foot, correct? And
yeah, he's about 7 foot with a wingspan of about 7 foot. And it's those arms. I mean, he's a pretty cut guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. Run looks like he spends a lot of time in the gym. Those arms are pretty big. But Ibaka's got that wingspan. He's a pretty cut up guy. I mean, I think he's got some power behind those fists.
Okay, I'm thinking just on based on a street fight, Ron Artest. If he could go after fans and he could go after people in the Palace of Auburn Hills and try to take on that whole Pistons team.
Hey, if a guy threw a beer at me too, I'd go after him as well. Ron Artest had every right to go after that guy throwing a beer at me. I wouldn't take crap from a guy throwing a beer at me.
So you do the same thing Ron Artest would and go after a fan.
Yeah?
You're a reporter, Wok.
Hey, man. You're going to throw a beer at me, I'm going to go after you. I don't take that from nobody.
First of all, Wok, you love beer and you're going to go after a fan for giving you free beer?
He didn't give it to me. Threw it right at my face. He threw the beer on me. He didn't give it to me to drink it.
But that's no excuse to hit a fan. They pay to watch you play.
Hey, but he swung at me too.
He didn't swing at you. He threw
but
a
he
beer.
He did. He threw a beer. That's just as bad. That's worse.
It's not worse. It doesn't hurt.
I'd rather be hit by a fist than a beer.
Look, there's a history of Ron Artest drinking before a game. So that guy basically thought Ron Artest was thirsty and gave him that beer and threw it at him.
He threw it at his face. He threw it at him to get him wet with the beer. He didn't throw it at him to give it to him, let him drink it.
No sexual innuendos, okay?
Oh, of course not.
But first of all, in a street fight between Ibaka and Ron Artest would wreck Serge Ibaka. Wreck.
I think Ibaka has a little bit of an upside there.
You believe so?
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know about that. I think that Ibaka is too tall, too slow, and I believe that Artest is too strong. And it's there's also an advantage if you're short, body shots. I know people who are tall, they have that reach and they have that length, but Ron Artest is
too
strong.
One hit from Ibaka, I think would be a good one.
But will he land that hit?
Yeah, I think he can land a couple good ones.
All right, we're talking about the Ron Artest elbow to James Harden. We'll be back, radio.dominican.edu, to have DJ Walk's impression of what Anthony Davis could do to the Sacramento Kings. We'll be back. Radio.dominican.edu. What are you talking about?
Jessica Pete. I'm trying to give home girl sex in the city, itty bitty waistline moves with the baseline. One nigga punch, I'm fine.
But notice you noticing me from across the room. I can see it and can't stop myself from looking. Noticing you noticing me. Watch out, I've seen a type before. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a bad girl. I've seen a type before. She's so dangerous. That girl is so dangerous. That girl is a bad girl.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. See, it started at the park. Used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Oh, we didn't care. We made it very.
Well, beautiful clear. Girls, we are back on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to What Are You Talking About with DJ P-Up. DJ T-Baby could not make it today. And for personal reasons, with dealing with Biggie Ben Como, but we have DJ Waka, and he's going to express his interest why Anthony Davis would impact the Kings. What would he do to the Kings, Waka?
Make the playoffs.
So you're thinking if Anthony Davis was on the Sacramento Kings, he'd beef up their roster and lead them to the playoffs and possible contenders?
He's got a shot to help him make the playoffs for sure. Contenders, that's a stretch in my opinion. But Anthony Davis is a good, he's a good player.
Well, let me give you my insight. If Anthony Davis went to the Warriors, if he went to the Golden State Warriors, they'd
my
be a playoff.
My second favorite team.
They'd be they'd make it in the playoffs for sure. And possibly, if they add someone off free agency, someone like a true point guard like a Raymond Felton and move Steph to the two and Klay to the three, David Lee to four, look at your bench. It's amazing with Anthony Davis at the five. And you have Andrew Bogut
Dubs
as well.
Need a guard, though.
You have Andrew Bogut. If you bring Anthony Davis to the four and maybe switch it off with Lee a bit, they'd definitely be a playoff team.
For sure. I agree with that.
All right, so what are you talking about?
Go ahead.
What are you talking about? Our next show is going, and our last show is going to be next week with me and DJ T-Baby. Hopefully he can make it, but DJ Walk has something to say to you audiences about Anthony Davis.
Oh no, I just have one thing to say. I think move him as a center, put him on the Kings, and I think it's a done deal.
So
DeMarcus
done
Cousins
deal.
To the four.
So done deal. Cousins to the four. Bogut stays at five. Davis to the four for the Warriors. What are you talking about? Last show next week, radio.dominican.edu. Please stay tuned for Lady Madonna. She'll be back. She'll be up after me. Radio.dominican.edu.
Suicidal when they say it's over.